Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Cassie Mowry, two-time champion of the world. That sounds very good.
Wasn't expecting that, I'll tell you that.
Yes, ma'am. A tribute to your horsepower and your heart and overcoming the challenges of life.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't ideal. I decided to leave my good horse at home just because I didn't feel comfortable about with the virus going on. I just wasn't sure, you know, how that was going to go. And so I didn't want to worry about him being here. And so I brought Will, who already had the virus and got over it. And so he had the antibodies and was great coming in here. And so I felt more comfortable bringing these two horses coming into this. So, yeah, I left home without a plan.
Well, you are a very good coach over a number of good team horses. Tell us about how you determine these decisions. My goodness.
Well, I really let the horses call the shots. Will has always been great his first runs out of the gate, and so I use that to my advantage. In my first run, I was first out on the ground, first out at the rodeo, and so we started out with a bang like I really thought he would, and he won the round. And that really helped my confidence through the rest of it. It gave me a lot of momentum. He really got tired around four, and that was my decision to get on the other horse. And that horse started out, we were just out of the money my first run, and he came back and won the second round. And so that gave me some really good momentum to get through the next. You know, I really never made a plan, not once. I let the horses tell me, they called the shots.
I don't know of a coach better than you with a team of horses. And how can you read these horses so well?
Just being around them, they give you signs if you watch. I mean, they do tell you. Will was tired. He was flat that last run, where normally he's really perky and energetic and jumping around. He just didn't have the energy. And so I just didn't want to ask it of him, you know. And so the other one was fresh, and so I jumped on him.
Well, apparently you're doing the horses right, but there's a jockey involved here. I mean, a race car doesn't get the checkered flag without the driver. You've got the race cars, and you know how to read them, perfect them. Tell us about you obviously continuing to improve your art of riding horses in barrel racing.
Yeah, it is a little nerve-wracking going out there and jump riding in front of a crowd like at the NFR in an arena. That tricky. But yeah, I was proud of how I rode this week. It helps when you pick a horse that is pretty easy to ride. He really made me look good. But that horse, Cornbread, that Mindy Holloway let me bring, was pivotal in me winning this. I couldn't have done it without that horse, but he is a great horse, and he did make me look good.
Well, ma'am, you've not just done this for 10 rounds in Las Vegas. You've been all over the United States and Canada, and a tribute to you. Where did you learn to do this, and how did you perfect it? And apparently, you seem to get better and better, and we see a third world title in your future.
I don't know. You know, growing up, I rode English. I rode jumping horses. I did three-day eventing. I rode dressage, and I had a lot of instructors, and they were hard on me. I mean, when I was young, they didn't sugarcoat anything, and I was very determined to do the best I could from the start. And so I've carried that with me through my career, and it gave me all, like, the best riding skills that I could have to be able to help these horses along the way.
There are a lot of coaches listening across Native Voice One radio network on the tribal stations that are listening. And what can you share with the coaches that have helped you to get to this level and say to encourage them not to be light, maybe to go ahead and push their athletes?
Yeah, and there's a time to push, and there's a time to just some days just be, you know, happy with what you got. You're dealing with an animal. It's different. They have emotions. They have bad days. The biggest thing for me is I've learned not to get too high or too low. I try not to make a big deal either way about anything with them, because it just puts more stress on them. And for me, I feel like my horses run hard for me because I try to keep it fun for them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, obviously, you have done a wonderful job. Congratulations, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.